Welcome to the Music of Gaming, where we take half an hour to listen to video games. I'm your host, Nick. Welcome, welcome. First up today, we're taking a look at something from Bioshock Infinite. When it came out in 2009, it was hailed as one of the, probably one of the greatest games. That's a bit of an overestimation. Bioshock comes from a very, very long line, stemming all the way back as a spiritual successor to the System Shock games, which came out originally, that were space exploration games. And if you've ever wanted to really get a feel for that space horror kind of thing, if you don't mind some of the retro aesthetics and the sort of throwback mechanics and kind of the clunky control schemes, System Shock is definitely a game to play. But it was later brought on to the original Bioshock, which saw you exploring the city of Rapture deep beneath the sea, and in 2 and in 3 again, all with interesting and unique gameplay, and they were wildly acclaimed. Bioshock Infinite took it in a different direction, and instead of being in space or undersea, you're in the floating city of Columbia. Raised up by idealists and those of a very strong rhetoric. It looks nice on the outside, but never forget there's corruption just welling beneath the surface. We'll be right back. That was The Song of the Ancient's Fate from Nier Automata. It came out in 2017, and in my opinion, it was one of the best games of that year. It follows two automata roaming across the Earth on their quest. Seemingly, humanity at this point has been wiped out, and most of the robots are kind of a little bit quirky, and they're generating their own sort of understanding of what it means to be alive, perhaps. It comes from the enigmatic mind of Yoko Taro, and this one goes out to all you Platinum Games fans out there. You know who you are. Coming up next, Miracle of Sound has been making songs inspired by the video games that he plays for nearly a decade, and also having a wonderful voice, everything that he writes and composes is done in the stylings of the games that he plays. And it's quite an impressive feat to be able to mimic and take the sounds that you know and love and turn it into something unique and your own. This one is a song dedicated to Shadow of the Colossus, where you take on the role of a small boy taking a deal with a devil in order to regain the life of someone that you lost on your accident. You travel the world and you find these colossi, these lumbering behemoths that are probably about the size of a small city block, all the way up to probably half a skyscraper, and you have to take them down. It's unfortunate, it's cold, and it's quite artful. Here is Giant's Fall.
Forbidden fields and empty meadows, I wind and wander to pierce the seal and loose the shadow that pulls me under places that should not be disturbed. Turn it.
That was a late night song from a little project from Japan called Midnight. It's done by the same composer as some of the Toho projects, and there's quite a lot of music for the Toho projects. I know specifically because I've just spent at least 7 hours cataloging quite a lot of Toho music. Anyway, if you do manage to find a translated copy, and good luck, of Project Midnight, go check it out. It's quite an adorable little game. Well, that's about all we've got time for today, but to wrap things up, as always, I'll leave you with a little something. And this one goes out to all of you who have unironically worn a pink shirt and aviator sunglasses at any point in your life. This one is thanks to GTA Vice City. You might know it as "I Just Died in Your Arms Last Night."
Just don't.